You're listening to the best of the morning blast on Hot 103 Jams.
This will be the first time that the mercury will hit 100 degrees in over 30, not 30, 3 years. Say it's going to feel like 110 by late afternoon.
Lord have mercy. You know, I'm all the way down for summer temperatures. But boy, it was hot yesterday and it's going to be even hotter today.
I strategically placed myself in my living room underneath Jesus's conditioned air on purpose. See, I did not experience any of that heat.
Yeah, see, my air is acting up. The yearly air AC act up in the crib. Yeah, so I'm going to nip that in the bud this morning. Last night the house was at like 81, and that's as cool as I could get.
Your lady got natural hair. I know she's angry. Furious.
She got her braids done.
Oh, she did. Okay.
Yeah, so she's chilling on that part, but she do got a little attitude though. She does. Because it's a little warm in the crib.
Yeah, I'm no good when it's hot. I turn into somebody else.
Oh, the Wicked Witch of the East is at the crib right now.
Don't you call her that.
I beg your pardon.
Thank you.
I love you. I'm just playing.
Come on now, dog.
She probably didn't tell you our business, but we going to hang out this afternoon.
Oh, word?
Mm-hmm.
Where y'all going?
Our business.
That's my business. So now what?
I'm going to blow your whole spot with this one sentence.
What?
She didn't tell you, sugar. Okay, so boop.
Whatever.
Boop.
Whatever. Both y'all going to have on leopard print today. Where y'all going?
None of your business.
I mean that. I need to know.
You're not going to know.
You a bad influence on her, man.
Excuse me? What?
It's jokes. We know you're a great influence.
Yeah, I don't want you showing up, so we're not telling you.
Oh,
where
and
we're
you know
going.
I will with footies on and my pajamas.
Mm-mm.
What's happening?
So yesterday, Kansas City and our mayor released a new recommendation for mask mandates indoors. It'll begin on Monday. I'm going to tell you how this applies to you in your life coming up on The Morning Grind with Shay and Shine.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts.
The
Shade with The Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
620 today. Look for highs near 100 as we are still in the middle of a heat advisory. Right now, you are clear at 79 in Grandview. Shay, what's popping?
Rihanna has announced the launch of her first fragrance under her Fenty line.
Yes, you know I'm a fan of scents. You know I like that.
Me as well. Hopefully I can get that as a miniature present, especially if my man is listening this early in the morning. I wouldn't mind rocking a little fancy, you know what I'm saying? It's being described as, quote, sensual, confident, yet sexy with two X's. They also labeled it as the smell good y'all have been waiting for.
I took Naomi perfume shopping one day. We was at the Macy's, like Charlie Wilson. That's where pretty girls hang.
Her scent game was already together because I went and bought a perfume that she was wearing. I was like, "Oh, that smell good, girl. What's that?" It was this Gucci something other.
It's Gucci Guilty.
It's in a burgundy bottle, so I went and bought it.
Oh, okay.
It's a winter fragrance. You don't wear it during the summertime.
Y'all do seasonal fragrance?
Yes,
man,
I do.
Look, I wear some all year long. No. I don't care what season
it is. It's too heavy for the summertime.
Oh, okay.
The other perfume I had on the other day, that's a summertime fragrance, the one that you commented on when I walked by.
I didn't say nothing to you. What
you
talking about?
You a bow-legged liar.
Get out of here. Look at you.
You a bow-legged liar.
Up here trying to get extra compliments. Look at you. You always smell like pink moisturizer and... No, that's a good smell.
I don't smell like pink moisturizer ever because I don't have any.
You go, girl.
See, it's got to make sense to be funny. Truth
it
is funny to me.
Good.
I don't have that, though. Mm. Get your little short tuxedo together. The weekend is about to be awarded a humanitarian award. It's called the Quincy Jones Humanitarian Award during the first ever Music in Action Award. So Get yourself together. It's happening September 23rd in LA. You know you're a big fan of The Weeknd, so.
It's my dog. He do good on and off the mic.
Really? What does he do?
I don't know. I was waiting on you to read some of his accomplishments. I really was.
Well, apparently he's given millions of dollars towards several causes, including racial justice. Last June, he donated $200,000 to the Black Lives Matter Global Network and Colin Kaepernick's Know Your Rights Legal Defense Camp. He also donated $1 million for hunger relief in his parents' native country of Ethiopia.
There we go. Gotta love it, man.
A lot of folks been talking about the possibility of Reggie Bush getting his 2005 Heisman Trophy back. Of course, this is after the NCAA changes rules at the beginning of July to allow college athletes to profit from their names, images, and likeness.
Yeah, Reggie Bush was, he's one of the most electrifying college football players ever play. And really, he was just doing what everybody else was doing back then, getting paid, getting your parents a house from the school. And he accepted those gifts, and that's why they took his Heisman Trophy away. But now it's a free fall. You can get whatever you want now as a college athlete.
Bush gave up those Heismans in 2010 after the NCAA stripped USC of their 2004 national title and vacated 14 victories from 2004 and 2005 following an investigation that found just what you said, that he benefited improperly from some folk. I'm all on board with this. I feel like these young men and women who are playing for universities, what if you're hurt? You don't have any recourse at that point. So if you're able to get money while you hot and still healthy, whether it's in college or not, go ahead and get your bag. Because what if you stub your toe and can never play again? You're sunk.
And the NCAA profited billions and billions and billions of dollars off the sweat of the brow of these student athletes. It's only right that they get paid, in my opinion.
This is true. Nike has black socks because of my guys.
Fat Five.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. From Michigan.
So it's like, you know, come on. You know, why shouldn't you get paid? I get you paying for the tuition, but that ain't enough.
Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I want to tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad, though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it? Yeah.
With the morning grind on Hot 103 Gems.
Why you mad, though?
I'm mad because my best friend got my makeup bag and I got to drive all the way to 191st Street. I can't be going to work with no eyebrows.
No, that's right. That is totally Mendo. It's no other option. You have to go get it.
You draw your eyebrows on, girl?
I'm just saying I do. I'm not blessed like everybody else, so I got to do a little filler.
That's okay.
By the way, where is 191st Street at?
It's for Gardner, Kansas.
Ooh, them eyebrows must be important.
They are.
I gotta go get that.
This is a serious situation.
But they not gonna stop no sweat from going into your eyes.
This is a serious situation.
I'm just saying this is life or death.
Thank you.
All right. Who is this?
LaShawna Robinson.
All right, girl. One.
You look good! Right. You look good!
You're listening to the best of the morning grind on Hot 103 Jams.
You didn't enjoy my hot jokes yesterday, but I got one inbox. And that's all I need.
To keep going?
That's right.
Okay.
You already know.
Oh, Lord. Here we go.
What does a bee do when it's hot?
I have no clue.
It takes off its yellow jacket. Can I do one more?
Please do. We're entertained.
How do you make holy water?
I don't know.
You boil the hell out of it.
I like that one, actually, Shay. And the yellow jacket one. That was kind of clever. I ain't even going to lie to you.
So Simone Biles tweeted last night about the outpouring of support that she's received since withdrawing from the women's team gymnastics competition. She said, quote, "Made me realize I'm more than my accomplishments in gymnastics, which I never truly believed."
Wow. What a revelation, huh?
Brian, this is something that happens with everybody. Mm-hmm. When you see some of your favorite celebrities and then you see them down bad on dope, it's because they've attached their personality with what they do. And so if you've always been known as a rapper or a, a high profile singer, and then you don't have that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
People start asking themselves, who am I?
Yeah, now you got left as the memories. And yeah, that's deep what she said right there. Because I get it totally.
In 2003 is when I divorced Shay Moore from who I really am.
Mm-hmm. You much more than that.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And that's what made me be able to, when I got fired from the radio station in Atlanta, mm-hmm. I was able to go work at Bank of America.
Mm-hmm.
It's because I wasn't caught up in the Shay Moore hype. I had bills to pay. I was like, look.
Yeah. All that take a back seat to real life stuff.
No. I never cared nothing about that the long way. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
At first, it hurt me.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, wait a minute. Working at a radio station is who you are? Nah, that's what I do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you know, yeah, I often get that a lot, you know, get it mixed up, you know, that the lifestyle kind of takes over who you are as a person when it really doesn't at all.
You never lost it though. So I'm glad I lost it early.
Yeah.
So that made me be like, child, bye. This ain't got nothing to do with nothing. You know, I'm still me. I'm still a human being. I'm still the same me, regardless if I'm on somebody's microphone or not. Let me give you the quick medal count before we get out of here. The U.S. is in first place with 37 medals, followed by China with 29, and the Russian Olympic Committee has 25.
God bless the United States.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Got that $1,000 in hot summer cash. I'm going to get you qualified for the money. Payday is tomorrow, Brian.
Yes, Lord.
If you haven't been qualified, you already know. Better stick with us. Indoor mask mandate reinstated following CDC guidelines for areas with high COVID infection rates due to the Delta variant. The order was issued by Mayor Lucas yesterday, calling for folks to wear masks in all places of indoor public accommodation. This will begin on Monday.
Yeah, it kind of sucks to have to go back to it. But we have to do what we have to do, fam. This Delta variant is no joke. People are getting sicker with this one than they did with the original COVID-19. So either get vaccinated or this is what we're going to have to do.
Missouri's Attorney General promises to file a lawsuit to block the city and the mayor from instituting a mask mandate. What do you think about that?
I think it's ignorant, to be honest with you. Just trying to follow what the science says, fam. That's all we trying to do and keep each other safe. I don't get it, Shay.
I really like to hear from some folks who do not want to wear masks. Like, what is the reasoning behind it? Do you support Eric Schmidt and his decision to try to block mask mandates in Kansas City?
Now it's time for the shade. Drop it.
Come up in the spot.
All your hip hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
720 today. Look for highs near 100. We're still in the heat advisory, y'all, so please drink your water. Sunny in 79 right now in Grandview. Shade, what's poppin'?
Let's wish a happy birthday to some of our celebrity Leo friends.
I'm Leo. King of the Jungle.
Come on, Shay.
Danger Mouse producer and member Gnarls Barkley is 44.
Does that make me crazy?
Hey.
Does that make me crazy?
CeeLo performed last night in Atlanta with the Goody Mob crew. They had this thing in East Point called Wind Down Wednesday.
Uh-huh.
I looked at it online, enjoyed myself.
I saw it on Greg Street's post.
Yep. Actress Jamal Weathers from Four Brothers. Who that?
Mm-hmm.
Me neither. He's 49 years old today. Instagram star Lil Terry out.
Ooh, kill him.
He's 14.
Yeah, he's getting up there.
And member of Boys to Men, Wanye.
Hey. You like that, don't you? That's my song.
This is so hard.
Hey.
This still sound good.
Come on, Wanye. Oh, word? Oh, that's where you going with it?
I had to go.
Oh, yeah.
He's 48 years old.
Happy birthday to all my Leos born on July 29th. Happy birthday, Duck.
Ayo, have you heard about Lizzo and folks saying that she killed a fan by stage diving.
Seriously?
Yeah.
So I've seen a lot of annoying things about me on the internet, but the thing that bothers me the most is this rumor that I stage dived at a concert and killed somebody. Like, that rumor, it's a lie, first of all. I've never stage dived in my life.
I mean, look, are we in the first grade?
Yeah, this I was
like, come on, fam. Them the fat jokes I heard in kindergarten, dog. Seriously?
See, we got to take back reading books as a hobby. You know, we ain't reading enough books. It's just the truth. So, child, DaBaby is in a boo-boo storm right now. Oh, these comments that he made at the Rolling Loud concert have come back to bite him in the behind. And folks and brands are moving away from him. There's a brand called Boohoo Man that announced they will no longer be working with DaBaby following his Rolling Loud comments. They said in a statement via their Instagram page, Boohoo Man condemns the use of homophobic language and confirmed we will no longer be working with DaBaby. And he was set to create a clothing line with this brand.
Yeah, man, when you you go out on a limb like that, man, you put your checks at risk.
Usher got into the conversation. Not Usher, the singer Usher. It's a guy named Deshaun Usher, who is the associate director of an organization called GLAAD, which is all about supporting people in the LGBTQ community. He said the rhetoric that DaBaby used is inaccurate, hurtful, and harmful to the LGBTQ community and the estimated 1.2 million Americans living with HIV. It is critical that DaBaby and his fans learned that people living with HIV today, when on effective treatment, lead long and healthy lives and cannot transmit HIV. Elton John got into the fray as well.
Lord, really?
Yeah, he had something to say.
Yeah.
Boosie, he had something to say as well. He took to Instagram Live and talked about his feelings on this situation.
Everybody not with their nephews. Everybody not with their just can't put that on everybody and expect it to be cool. Nas X say he won't perform naked on stage for charity. You don't with him like you with DaBaby. You know, be even-sided, man. You don't feel that disrespect going dance naked? You don't think that's disrespect in front of boys who trying to be straight? It's totally disrespect. If I'm at awards and he go up there naked, I'm gonna drag his ass off stage and beat his ass. You let a dance naked in front of your children, you a crazy.
The part about that logic, Brian, that I have a problem with is that if you see someone gay being gay, that it's going to make someone else gay. So whenever I'm thinking about logic, I should be able to do the reverse. So all the heterosexual rappers and singers and television shows and movie shows, if just seeing something can make you something, then that means there should be no gay people, period, in this world, because all the images that we've ever seen have been of heterosexual people in relationships, heterosexual everything.
Yeah.
It's not that simple to say, look at this and you're now gay.
It's not.
I shouldn't be able to look at something and now I feel like I want to perform some sort of act on another woman. Either you're gay or you're not. I don't understand that particular logic of it, but go on.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Wow. First time we'll be reaching 100 degree mark in 3 years.
Word.
Mm. You know, this brings out the comedian in me.
Let's cool it down.
What did the air conditioner say to the man?
I don't know, Shay.
I'm your biggest fan. Not really.
No, that's a good one. How many popsicles did you get that you had to eat to get that joke?
Don't you worry about that. All right, here's another one. Uh-huh. Which is faster, heat or cold?
I don't know, Shay. Which one?
Heat, because you can catch a cold.
That's clever. I ain't even gonna lie. I ain't even gonna front. That's a good one. That's the best one that you said all day.
Mask up, y'all. Eric Schmidt is Missouri's attorney general. He tweeted yesterday, quote, to the great people of Kansas City, I will be filing a lawsuit to protect your freedom. The mask mandate is about politics and control, not science. You are not subjects, but citizens of what has been the freest country in the world, and I will always fight for you.
Control?
By the way, he's running for U.S. Senate. Mayor Lucas with the easy killer response.
Yeah,
he
buddy.
Said, quote, dude, the order hasn't even been filed yet. What are you suing about? Do you want us to schedule a debate on Fox News so you can get press? I'm down.
Ooh, I would love for you to be the moderator for that.
My hair would be fly. That's where I want to start. Let's start there. I have my face beat to smithereens.
Ooh.
You know, I be wearing so hot.
Only you.
I know, the notes are secondary. But what do you think about this, Brian? Do you want Eric Schmidt to go out on your behalf?
No, I don't.
Do you feel like this is a control tactic?
No, not at all. I think they're just trying to keep everybody safe, but we got idiots like this who think otherwise.
What do you say about this?
I just feel that the mask is a little overwhelming for everyone for the fact that no one has been wearing them before July and then some, and now all of a sudden everybody has to go back to wearing them. I just feel it's just off for everybody to address it this way all over again. So I just think it's a little cool as far as I get on that.
Okay. Do you believe in germs and diseases and infections and things that
yes.
can enter your body?
Yes, it's a germ out here. Most definitely people should be aware of how they keep themselves clean, hands washed, staying away from people as far as distantly if people cough, because there is the flu and other viruses that can cause, you know, you to get sick. But if that's the case, you know, during July, it seems like all of a sudden after July hit, everybody just, you know, all of a sudden caught COVID all over. And it just didn't make sense.
You're listening to the best of the morning blog on Hot 103 Jams.
Yeah, I got a friend on Twitter. He said he likes the hot jokes, and I should continue.
Lord, call me sauce. Why you had to do this, man?
What do you call a sunburned librarian?
I have no clue.
Well read. No?
That's good.
Okay.
I like that one.
One more. What does the sun drink out of?
Tell me.
Sunglasses.
That one's kind of stupid, fam. I ain't gonna front with you.
Sunglasses, no?
Clever.
I'll be here all week.
Yeah, you will. Eating Tootsie Pops.
What? Where did that come from?
The same place where your sunglasses joke came from. They came from the same box.
So, Missouri's Attorney General Eric Schmidt, he says he's going to sue the mayor and the city for the mask mandate that will take place beginning Monday through the end of August. Of course, Mayor Lucas says this is in light of the Delta variant and the uptick of folks who have been getting coronavirus and folks who have had to be hospitalized because of it.
It's like you got to save people from themselves, Shay. You know, what if somebody in your family get COVID because of you? Because you didn't wear your mask, because you're not vaccinated. I know you would feel awful. So, man, like, come on, man. It's simple. The faster we do this stuff, the faster we can get over this hump and get back to where we were.
What do you say about the reinstatement of the mask mandate in Kansas City?
I am actually vaccinated, and I obviously don't want to wear a mask because I'm vaccinated, but I just want to encourage everybody to go out and get vaccinated so we don't have to deal with this anymore. But I do think we all need to be wearing our masks.
All right. Well, thank you so much for calling up and sharing that with us today.
Thank you.
You're listening to the best of the morning blog on Hot 103 Jams.
About that time. It's been a minute since we've stepped into the petty files.
Oh, boy.
So the North Texas Tollway Authority said workers were doing a cleanup project on the toll road and spotted a white box at the side of the road, and it contained a wedding dress.
I beg your pardon?
So officials say that They're going to hold it for the next 90 days while officials try to find the owner.
Come on now, dawg.
I think Shawty done with that dress.
Right. She out of here, man. Come on, man. She done. She ain't trying to have nothing to do with no weddings.
Yeah, she threw that out the window when she was driving by.
White wedding.
So a woman claims that she's making $4,200 a month by selling videos of herself doing an interesting thing. Not busting it open, not pulling nothing out. She says that she passes gas.
Come on, man.
And people pay her $4.99 a month to watch this.
This is a sick Negro.
How do we get in this business?
Bro, I ain't trying to get in that business.
You not?
No. For what? You would do that?
$4,200 a month and I ain't got to leave my house?
This is a sick Negro.
You just like her.
The
both
woman
y'all the same.
Is a married mother of two. And she says that she has a special diet to enhance her performance.
Come on, man.
Which includes eating a lot of salad, asparagus, and avocado, lots of Mexican food. And one of her favorites is coleslaw and baked beans mixed together.
Hell no.
Which apparently repeats.
What? What? And you got to be kidding me.
I don't want to say the F word on the radio, but it's not a curse.
What, future?
No.
Sensational.
F-A-R-T. They say that it's that fetishes and that it's a well-hidden secret that there's a lot of people who like that.
Like who? Whoever they are, point them out and keep them away from me. They probably unvaccinated, to be honest with you.
Look, I want to meet them.
You do?
$4,200 for doing... I've been doing this for free all of my life.
Outstanding.
You don't get that, Brian? Like, we've been doing this free our whole lives.
Fam, that's sick.
So, a Taco Bell employee in Nashville, Tennessee was arrested.
What a segue.
After she and her co-workers allegedly set off fireworks inside the restaurant, causing the building to catch fire as they watched from afar. The problem was they accidentally locked themselves out of the restaurant when they went to do this.
That's what y'all get. When it get ugly, God turns it more uglier for you.
We've got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Hip-hop gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
8:22 today. Look for highs near triple digits. It is a 3-shower minimum, y'all. Heat advisory in effect. Right now, you are sunny and beautiful in 80 at the Grandview Triangle. Shade, what's poppin'?
Kelly Clarkson has been temporarily ordered to pay her estranged husband, Brandon Blackstock, nearly $20,000 in support a month.
A word?
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to the honorable Kendu Isaacs. He's setting the stage, man. Gotta love him for that. And Kevin Federline. Get the bag, Kings! My Kings, go get the bag!
I hate you. So this is a show that I'm late to the party on. I just got on it this year, but I'm all caught up. The Chi that airs on Showtime, Jacob Lattimore, he plays one of the main characters in the show. He is signed on with New Line to bring back House Party.
Oh, word.
It's going to be produced by LeBron James. And it's going to be a reboot. I wonder who his partner going to be.
This is going to be a good look. I think an updated version of House Party is necessary for this generation. I'm all on board, man. Just no TikTok. Just don't incorporate TikTok into this House Party situation.
Why not? This is the new.
I know, man, but I don't know.
You got to stay current, Brian.
No, I mean, I'm staying current. It annoys me sometimes, man, just how the uncoordinated people on TikTok be getting all the shine.
I want to learn how to do these TikTok dances. I just don't have it on my phone. So I have to learn it in person, like somebody who taught me electric slide back in the day. Like, I'm going to need somebody to teach me this in person.
You was learning the bus stop in church, eh?
I didn't do the bus stop. That's before my time. I said what my time was, which is electric slide. You always trying to put
that's
in this
little...
That's the same
time.
It is not.
How come it ain't?
The electric slide is after the bus stop. My mother done did the bus stop.
You know what? No. I think you're doing yourself an injustice. I think you more cha-cha slide.
I did cha-cha too.
There you go. In my generation, Cupid is like wobble.
I did Cupid's Jeff. I did wobble too. What did you talk about? Step. My generation. I am like your older sister. You do know that I'm not your auntie.
I know that, Shay. I ain't saying all that. I'm just saying.
Anywho, Lil Uzi Vert said that he just found out his real age. All this time, he thought he was one age and really he's another. I don't know how that happened.
Is he born from here? In the United States?
He's in Pennsylvania, Philly.
Because okay. I know, I went to Northeast and there are a lot of students who came from other countries and they didn't know what their actual birthday was. So that's kind of common though, for real.
He said his mother found his birth certificate and he realized that all the time when he was saying he was 18, he was really 17. So he's a year younger than he thought he was.
How old would you think you were if you didn't know your age?
Probably 20. But if you ask my knees, 75.
We're making winners sound good. Everything I'ma do it good. Time to find out who our latest winner is with That's My Jam.
It's time to jam.
The Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jam.
Who is this?
It's Marcus.
Marcus, darling.
Marcus, let's see what you got.
Oh, my heart is beating for you. I can't stop crying. I don't know how I allow you to treat me this way and still I stay.
See, my days are cold without you. Hurting when I'm with you. And my heart can't take no more. I keep on running back to you.
Hey. Marcus, your voice changed.
Okay.
That was my son's mother. I can't sing.
All right, Marcus, you got entry into that grand prize drawing for your shot to get $1,000 in Hot Summer Cash tomorrow, all right?
Yes, sir. That'd be a good birthday present.
Oh, man, happy birthday. And tell everybody what morning show you ride to work with.
Two Morning Grind with Dad, son. Hot 103 Jams. Don't forget to slam that Z.
Marcus, darling.
Heating up your summer when one $1,000 in Hot Summer Cash.
I know that's right.
Throw that money over here.
We are Hot 103 Jams.
I need that money.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.